Each day's daf is daf chof aleph, and we're right at the top of the daf. Now, yesterday, we learned in the Mishnah about Machlokes HaChomim and Rabbi Yehuda, like what the din is of a Balkari. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Balkari is Mavarach before and after Kriyat Shema, and also before his Mazon, as opposed to the Tanakama. Tanakama holds only in a Diraisa, so Birkat HaMazon, Kriyat Shema, not Birkot Kriyat Shema, not Bracha Bifnei, the Mazon. It's actually a Machlokes, and similar as a Machlokes, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, others. The Gros learns the Bavli like Yerushalmi as opposed to the way Rashi learns over here. The question is how far Rabbi Yehuda is going. The Machlokas in Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim in that who we're talking about, Balkari Mahar Her Beliba, in which case when Rabbi Yehuda says Mavarach Lefanim Acharim, he means Dafka Behirhur, whereas the Tanakhama is not Behirhur, he's saying Afilu Bepeh. Because Rabbi Yehuda goes all the way to the other extreme. Now, there's arguing two issues. Whether there's a din of dibur for about carrying, or whether he's just extending the din of hirhur, which Rabbanim said only a deraisa about carrying mahar. That's the way that Rashi learns. He said there's two approaches. We'll see as we go through it, certainly as we review it, because it's nugi a number of other halachas. So yesterday we had a shayla of how to understand the mission, whether we should conclude, as Ravina says, that this is a raya that hirhur is kedibur, and that, because otherwise what's the point? And the only reason that there's an afkamina between hirhur and dibur is not in terms of being yoytze, the chiyuv of a bracha, but rather in terms of takonas Ezra. So the takona of Ezra, by the way, I should mention to you that there's a machlokes rishonim where the takonas Ezra is dafke a balkari in terms of limud haTorah, as opposed to tefillah and kriyat shema, which is where the Rambam learns. And he learns that the Isser that we're talking about over here in the Kriyat Shema and Tefillah is actually an extension of Takanas Ezra that was made with Bez Din Shalach. Later, but they didn't, were metaken beyond Ezra's original Tikkun. Some Rishonim hold that included in Divrei Torah. It's also in the Yonim of connection to Takanas Baruch Hushevach and things like Kriyat Shema and Tefillah as well. So in any event, according to Ravina, he held that Yuri is Kedibor, and that the Nafkamina between Yuri and Dibor is not the Gabi in Yotze Yevrocha, but only Lagabi the Takana of Ezra. And Rav Chisda learned that here is Lav Kedibur, and that the only reason that we're being Mahar here, because what's the point according to the being Mahar? The only reason we're being Mahar here is for the Balkari not to appear to be disinterested in what it is that is going on. Everybody else is davening, and he's sitting around playing tiddlywinks and watching TV and so on. So the Mela, we're Mutakin, and he should be Mahar. So then this is where we were up to on that. The Gemara asked, so then why is the Asbi Mahar? How can this? There are things that a Balkari is supposed to be Mahar in any way. The Yilchus Derech Eretz, Lamashal. There's no Takana not to read Yilchus Derech Eretz. It's like learning, so he could certainly learn Emily Post. Okay, so Yilchus Derech Eretz. Why is he doing the Dafka this? These are things already that border on the Yisr for him. So we answered, and this is the last line we had yesterday, that the Takana is that he should be involved in what it is that the Tzibur is involved in. He's just going to be Maharher in Yonim of Derech Eretz, which is Mutter for Balkari, so that he's again, there's an element of disinterest, because he should be Isaac in what the Tzibur is Isaac in. And that leads us, and he's not Yotze, because you're a Lakadibur, according to Chris, but there's no point in terms of the Halach of Yetzias Achir. This leads to today's question, that if that's the case, Harei Tefillah, the Dover Shatzibur Asukimo. According to Rav Chisda, it turns out that we're Matir the Balkari to be Isaac and Hirhur, even though he really shouldn't be, because we don't want him to be separate from doing what the Tzibur is doing. So let me ask you something. If the whole Tzibur is davening, yeah? And he's davening as well. And now he finds out, he remembers he's a Balkari. Oh my gosh, I wasn't supposed to daven. And according to this, what he should do is he should be Maharer and Tefillah in order to be Isaac in what the Tzibur is Isaac in, right? And yet, the Tznan, and yet the Mishnah says not like that. The Mishnah says, Hayao made by Tefillah and Iskashu Balkari. That if Lamaisa remembers in the middle of davening that he wasn't supposed to daven, Lo Yapsik Elege Katser, he should not cut out his davening completely. He should cut it down. How do you cut it down? You say the opening of the bracha, the sof of the bracha, without the arichas of the bracha, the ikra bracha of the tefillah, is the psicha and the chasima. So he should be makatzer. So you see that the only reason we're even allowing him to do that is time adat chil. It's only because it says if he began and then he remembered. But suppose he hadn't begun at all. Halo itchil, lo yatchil. Why shouldn't he be matchil? At least let him be matchil behirur. Tosfos says, I mean, who says that he can't be here? Maybe it's talking about Bidibur. Clearly, the case in the Mishnah here that we're talking about was a case where he was Eimed that feel like he was davening, right? I mean, he wasn't being Maharan in davening; he was davening. So if he's davening, then obviously he can't continue to daven. What are we asking on Rav Kitz? You should be Isaac with the Tzibur Isaac, and he's not allowed to say anything. It would only be the Nagei of Yehovah that we would say that. So Tosa says, because the Gemara holds that when it says over here that im yitfil, it means afilu b'yehovah. Why? Because otherwise, why did it say over here yikatser? Lo yapsik ela yikatser. Isn't the most obvious thing to say is oh yeah, normally. What do you mean have him yikatser b'tibur? Let him be mahar b'arifas. So since we're not saying that, the mashma'ut is over here that the lo yapsil is afilu b'yehovah. We're not giving him the option of yehovah. I thought according to Rav Chisda, when the tzibur is being osik in something, we give the balkeri the option of being mahar in that thing in order to be Isaac in the same issues that the tzibur is being Isaac in. So now it seems we've got a problem. So Bishlam, if you would tell me that we're talking about over here that he or his kedibur, I understand. But if we're talking about him being Isaac in terms of the tzibur's Isaac, what's the problem? Let him be Mahaya. Answers the Gemara. No. It's not that Rav Chisda holds that we're going to allow the Balperi to be Mahaya and everything. The pshat is that we were matir the Kriyat Shema here who are to be Isaac in what the Tzibur is Isaac in, but only because it also has another Maila. It also has Kabbalah Sol Malka Shamayim. So Maila, the conjunction, what were we going to say? That any time the Tzibur is being Isaac in anything, so we should ignore the issue of the Balkari that being Ma'ar. We're being Ma'ar for Kabbalah Sol Malka Shamayim. To be Isaac in that which the Tzibur is being Isaac in. But for Shiny Tefillah, when it comes to Tefillah, what do you say? Let him continue to be Ma'ar in the Tefillah. Shiny Tefillah, the Lepra Malka Shamayim. There's no Kabbalah Sol Malka Shamayim in Tefillah. That's a particular function of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Well, wait a minute. And Brichas HaMazon. Brichas HaMazon also doesn't have Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. There's no Kabbalah, Zol Malka Shemayim in Birkat HaMazon. Nonetheless, I thought we said before, Al HaMazon Nevarech LaAcharav. We said that's B'yur. Ve'enu Mevarech LaFanav. You're right. Okay, so you know what? Must be like this. Kriyat Shema is the Araisa. Birkas HaMazon is the Araisa. When it comes to the Araisa, then that's where we are giving him the din of Yura. Even though Rav Chisda is saying this issue is not stomped to be Isaac in what the Tzibur is Isaac, right? It's rather where there is a fear of the Araisa that everyone else is being Isaac, even though he's not going to be Yura. But he should nonetheless, since it's the Araisa, and we're talking about Birkas HaMazon La'Acharav, so therefore we tell him to be Mahar Mashenkin over here. When it comes to tefillah, tefillah is only drabbanan. And so therefore you can't ask me that we should tell him to be Mahar, tefillah to be Mahar, we don't allow it. Amar Rav Yehuda, where do we get the idea that Birkat HaMazon is the rice? Minayin leBirkat HaMazon le'achareya min haTorah. Shenema, le'achalta v'savata le'rachas. This is the Farish. You eat, you become full, and then you mevarech Hashem. Minayin leBirkat HaTorah le'faneha min haTorah. How do we know that when it comes to learning Torah, the mitzvah is specifically before the learning, and that is the rice? That we find from Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu was about to say Shiras Azil, so he says Kishem Hashem Ekra, Hobu Godol Elokeinu. And the Gemara understands this to mean, and the Gemara Yuma speaks out clearly, that Kishem Hashem Ekra, when I am going to say the Shem Hashem on Birkas HaTorah now, I'm about to start teaching you Torah, so you should now answer Amen. And apparently that means that he held that there was a chiyah for him to be Kareh B'Shem Hashem now that he was going to teach them Shiras Azil. Okay, if that's the case, then we can also learn one out from the other. We could say, Lamadnu birkata Torah la'achareya min birkata mazon, mikal v'chomer. We can also learn the fear to be mevorech after learning from birkata mazon, from a kal v'chomer, as we'll see in a moment. And we could also learn a chiyuv to say a bracha before one eats food, lefanel, we can learn that from Birkat HaTorah, also from the Kal v'chomer. Here's how I would begin. I would say, Birkat HaTorah, I can learn out that you're mechuyav to say a bracha after you finish reading from the Sefer Torah. And I'll derive that from Birkat HaMazon Kal v'chomer. Uma mazon she'ein ta'un lefanav, ta'un la'acharav. If the Torah told us about mazon, that there's only a chiyuv afterwards. So Koshikain Torah, where the Torah tells us there's a chiyuv before, so, you know, din shetiruna la'acharav, it's certainly need after, because apparently it's more likely or easier to be mechayev a bracha after doing something than before it. And now we can turn around, and we can learn out Birkat HaMazon before eating, from Birkat HaTorah, from a Kal v'chomer. If Torah she'in tunan la'acharav, tunan lefaneh, because over here, What we're doing is, the Gemara often does this. It just talks about this in a few places, in Kiddushin and other places. Rashi's Buramis do it over here. I mean, because before, what we're doing is absurd. I mean, you can't go in both directions with a Kavachomer. And besides that, having once derived one thing, I mean, I can go back and now derive the other thing after all we've already established that this one has the same thing. So it tells us there explains that the derech of the Kavachomer is to look at the psukim as given, rather than the limudim that we've derived and can apply now to the pasuk. In other words, the pasuk defines different elements of the relationship of a chiyuv to an item, and if you can't trace a particular aspect, which Lamaisa we're going to, but if you can't trace a particular aspect that should be a pircha, and explain why it would be that we would be b'tyaches, in this case, b'davka to the, let's say in our case, the X would be the after, the Y would be the before. But I'm saying whatever such curious cases are, then you should look at it, each one of them, separately. So, okay, I mean, this is not the place to go into the issue of precisely how a Kavachomer works in such a way. And the Achronim talk about it a lot. It's not muskam exactly what the Gemara means when it does this kind of thing. But in any event, we end up in Dohet. So, says the Gemara, no. Because, of course, there's a reason why it should be this way. Look, I mean, the point over here is, mazon your nen, okay? So if I'm saying the bracha is on the hanav, yachalta v'savata v'rachta. When I'm going to say that, I should have a mitzvah to be mavarach before. The whole point of the bracha is the relationship to the hanav. Masha'in kein, when it comes to the Torah, I'm coming now to the Torah, and I'm relating to what it is going to give me. It's not a nene yet. It's not a nene from the learning per se. This is the way many of the achronim learn. El Rabshad is, it's Chayei Olam. So on the privilege and on the opportunity to be Isaac and Chayei Olam, even though right now I don't have that Chayei Olam. So it makes sense that I'm going to say it before. But each one of them is specific to the type of thing that I'm being mavarech on. Besides, I mean, why do we need to discuss this, Bechlal? I mean, it says Beferish in the Mishnah. We said, Al mazon mevarech l'charav, ve'no mevarech l'fanav. We just say that about Kerry. So what are you trying to tell me? We'll learn out from a Kal v'chaymer that the din is b'nirayisa l'fanav the same way as l'acharav. And the Mishnah says Beferush that we're going to be matir the saying of Birkat HaMazon, that we will not be matir saying Amotzi l'chem n'aretz to go against the Takana Zezer. So it's clear that one is the right, one is the Rabbanan, as we already established, that that's the Nafkamina between Tvila, and Kriyat Shema, let's say. One is the right, one is the Rabbanan. Here you see that a Brocha Lefaneha is only the Rabbanan. Omer of Yeram Shmuel, Safik Karak Kriyat Shema, Safik Lo Karak Kriyat Shema, Eino Chozer Fikore. This is very surprising. We saw indications of this earlier. As I mentioned to you, there is a Mandi Amar, Shmuel, who holds that Kriyat Shema is the Rabbanan, not the right. So therefore, if you have a suffix, whether you recur a Kriyat Shema, so then you don't have to be Chozer Vekur, because it comes out as a suffix Rabbana. Suffix Amar Emet V'Yatziv, suffix Lo Amar, then you have to be Chozer Vekur Emet V'Yatziv. You'd have to say Emet V'Yatziv, because Emet V'Yatziv has an Emet Yetzias Mitzrayim. Emet Yetzias Mitzrayim is the Raisa. So Mamela, if that's what you're Masufik about, then you should go back and say it. It's, I mean, it's a little bit strange over here, I mean, because if you would say Kriyat Shema, you would also be Yatziv. The Yetziat Mitzrayim, I mean, so... There's different perushim. Tosis brings Rabbi Shimshon's approach is that it's talking about over here that he definitely read Kriyat Shema. Okay, our shayla over here is Emet V'Yatziv includes Vayomer. So in other words, he's not sure whether he completed Kriyat Shema. He definitely said the first part of Kriyat Shema. So he was yotzei his Kriyat Shema. He doesn't remember whether he said Vayomer in the Emet V'Yatziv or whether he got now involved in something else. So there it could be he wasn't maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim. So then he should say Vayomer and Emet V'Yatziv. This is one way of learning in which Emes V'Yatziv would be including B'davka Vayomer. Masiv Rav Yosef. How can anybody in his right mind say that Kriyat Shema is the Rabbanan? The whole time we've been learning this Masechta, it's all based on B'shal V'chal V'Kumecha. What kind of chutzpah is this to say all of a sudden now B'shal V'chal V'Kumecha? We'll ignore that pasuk. B'shal V'chal V'Kumecha meant to say Kriyat Shema in the morning and the evening, and he's saying, no, the Nochi of the Araisa. What does he understand it means? Amalei Abaye, Avu B'divrei Toraktiv. B'shal V'chal V'Kumecha. It doesn't say that you have to be reading necessarily Kriyat Shema B'shal V'chal V'Kumecha, does it? It just says, you have Dvarim Ha'ela. I mean, what so it means, in other words, a person should be saying Divrei Torah. But Boker Be'erev, many of the Rishonim learn like this. In Tosis, it's mashma that Bichlal, the whole relationship to Bishov B'chah specifically, Kumecha specifically, is an Esmach for the Alma.
It's Tosis.
It's Tosis. But many of the Achronim learn that according to Shmuel, there's definitely a Chiyuv of Asik in some posik, Bishol Chov Kumech. And they learn all of the sugyas of Gabi Yisrekes is where a person had said some other posik he had learned before, and there was no Shailan. It's in terms of specifically Kriyat Shema. There's no Chiyav specifically Kriyat Shema except in Rabbonin. So to say over Bedavka, the posik of Shema Yisrael, which the Rabbonin were misakin because of Kabbalah Zomal Kashemayim, if you're Misutik, you're Misutik. As long as you know you learned something, that would be sufficient. This, of course, ties into the whole issue of whether you're Yotzi, the Chiyav, a Vigis of a Yom Valaila in terms of Kriyat Shema in the morning and Kriyat Shema at the night is Vigis of a Yom Valaila. So again, that Shaila, Bishov Chav Kumecha, literally Shiva Kima, the whole Indian of specifically Kriyat Shema and how it relates to the beginning of the Masechta in terms of Shmira, Yisurin, Amazikin, and death, and that, all of that special element that Kashmul is learning is Dafka to Rabbanan. And the actual Indian of Shiva Kima is a person Shmira Mechuber to Divrei Torah at all times, whether it's Baboker or Be'er. Now, so this apparently is how he's learning. Tanan. So how about the Mishnah? It says, Balkeri Maharer Belibo, Ve'inav Avarek Lola Fanev Lola Acharev, how can you, Taina, that M is the Yatsiv is the Diyaraisa? And Kriya Shema is the Rabbana. I understand, you didn't read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you don't say, you're not Maharer if he's a Balkari in the Brachas, which includes M is the Yatsiv. So apparently M is the Yatsiv is the Rabbana. So I don't understand what you're doing over here. So my time of the verses were nothing, because what's the connection? I'm talking about a case where you're mesutik if you said emes b'yatzi. So in other words, the shaila is over here that there was no zechira of yitzhak Mitzrayim. The Mishnah is talking about a normal case. Guy sitting in Davi. Now he's a balkari. We're saying to him, okay, which one should you be mar in the Kriyat Shema or in the Brochas? So obviously, if the guy had said Kriyat Shema, then he was Yotzei the Yetzias Mitzrayim that he mentioned during the Kriyat Shema. What does he have to know? I never said that the Brocha, if you said Kriyat Shema, is the Arisa. Obviously, the only reason the Brocha is the Arisa is because Be'etzim Geula is the Arisa. So it's interesting. All the time we have Smichas Geula Latvila, it turns out that, according to Shmuel, that's the only part that's the Arisa. So that the aspects of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Zechira of the Kriyat Hayam, and so on and so forth, all of those things are the Arisa. But if you said already the Kriyat Shema, you included now the Parsha of Tzitzit. So you said already, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Ha'akele be Kriyat Shema. So didn't you already say it? Okay, but still, according to you, you could have done it the other way around. You could have said, let the Balkari not be Mahar in Shema, and instead be Mahar in them as Be'atik, because after all, the element of the Diyaraisa is the Zechirat Yetzias Mitzrayim. So why should he be Mahar in the Shema? Let him be Mahar in the Emes V'Yatzi. Because you said if you have a suffix in Emes V'Yatzi, it turns out to be derisive.
How much is
Emes
V'Yatzi?
What?
How much is Emes V'Yatzi?
I mean, Lamaisa, once we allow him to do it, he says the whole thing. He says up to the Ashkivein, up to the Gaal Yisrael. Because all of the Inyonim of Gula are Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Emes
V'Yatzi. Again, depending if you hold the Zechiyah V'Yetzias Mitzrayim B'Layla. That depends on the previous prayer. That isn't the point that I would want the Dafka to wait. It's just the Mishnah is making a big fuss. Do it this way and don't do it that way. What's the big fuss? And if I want to do it the other way, I won't be Mahara when it comes to Shema, and I will be Mahara from Mishnah. You have a problem with that? You're telling me Bedavka this is the way to do it. Why is Bedavka this the way to do it? As long as I get my Yetzias Mitzrayim in my mind, that's okay. So the name of Avaloli Bariha says, well, no, because it is Bedavka. If you're going to have a choice of one or the other, then we'd rather you do Kriyat Shema. Because Kriyat Shema has both inyanim. It has the union of Kabbalah Sol Malka Shemayim, and it has the union of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So if we're going to be Makir for you already as a Balkari, let you get in now the union of Kabbalah Sol Malka Shemayim as well. Rabbi Elazar Amar. Rabbi Elazar says, I don't know what he's talking about. It's the exact opposite. Sofik Kor Kriyat Shema, Sofik Lo Korah. That's it. Sofik Diraisa. Chayzer V'Kayri Kriyat Shema. When it comes to Tefila, okay. Sofik Yitpaleo, Sofik Lo Yitpaleo. Understand that Tefila itself is a Drabonon. Enoch Ozer Mitpaleo. Even if you hold, like the Rambam, that Tefila is a Diraisa. But certainly, not this particular Tefila. The Diraisa of Tefila is for a person to say, one thought, God help us. God help us. He was already answered. Is he a Tefila? So now there's certainly no fear now to go back and to say Shimon Ezra. Rabbi Yochanan says, Stim, why should he not go back and be mitpalel? Levai shitpalel adam kalayom kula. Something wrong with davening all day long? So he always also will daven again. What's the big deal? Now, the truth is, these are extremely complicated halachos. There's a machlokas over here in how to learn is whether there's really a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan over here. Because as Rabbi Yochanan seems to be saying, that on the one hand, let's just read the next piece to make it clear. Omer Rabbi Yochanan Shmuel, Haya omeid betfilah v'nizkashi kalil posek, v'afilah v'emtsar brocha. Now, the that definitely does not make sense according to Rabbi Yochanan, right? Somebody's davening. He remembers that he davened already. So Shmuel, even if he's mamish in the middle of a bracha, don't finish the bracha. Because anything that you add is just more bracha levatola. After all, you're already yet to your fiyah. So, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, alavai shit pavel kalayam kulo. So what's the problem? So he's davening again. Let him daven again. Let him daven another time. Let him spend the whole day davening. What's the problem? Right? So lechora, they're arguing, and Rashi indeed learns, he brings the Bahag, and the Bahag says that it depends. Very interesting. He paskins like Rabbi Yochanan when it comes to Sofik Hispalo, and he paskins like Shmuel when it comes to Bada Hispalo. So if you know for a fact that you already davened, so then you should stop, like Shmuel says. If you're mesuptic with the Adavin and not, then we pass like Rabbi Yochanan against Rabbi Elazar, who says, Safek itpalel, Safek lo itpalel. So it's a Rabbis Lohakel, basically. Why should I be mispalo? Over there we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. Even though Rabbi Yochanan would have held, this is where the Bahag understands it, Rabbi Yochanan himself would have held that a person could be mispalo kalayom kulay. Tosus learns that he's not failing. But even Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Yochanan says, Ulevai shitpalel adam kalayom kulay, only meant the suffix. He would never have argued on Shmuel where the person knew that it was Bada Yitzpalel. And here we have to take into consideration a number of issues, which when we get to our halachic discussion, it's very nogeil halacha. And that's the shaila of what is meant by Halavai Shitpalel Adam Kolayom Kulo. If we understand that what Rabbi Yochanan is saying is that a person can bring a tefillat nidaba, the same way a person can bring a korban for nidaba. We know that tefillot were said instead of the korbanos. So for each of the korbanos that are chayva, we're koveya tefillah. But then we also know that every individual can bring himself a korban if he wants. So then according to that, an individual who wants to bring a tefillah as a korban can bring a tefillah as a korban. But he can't bring a tefillah and pretend it's chayva. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan never suggested, if this is the way we understand it, Rabbi Yochanan never suggested you could walk in and daven chakras again. Why a tefillah davening chakras again? There has to be an element of nedava in it. What creates that nadvanut? That we'll see. It may be just the intent that it be a nedava. In which case, if you started davening thinking it was a favor and you made a mistake, you can't suddenly say, okay, so let's be shechet chatzi the corner for a nedava, chatzi, and the other chatzi for a favor. Either it's a favor or a nedava. So Rabbi Yochanan would be murdered. You have to be mastic. You weren't chayev in this tefillah. You can't just arbitrarily continue this tefillah. Or it's possible that the element of nedava is, as we'll see, he's able to add something new that's not in the tefillah, something of his own personal insight or need, and he adds that to the tefillah, then that makes it a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now he has a tefillat nedava. The chiddush that Rabbi Yochanan would be saying over here, that's how the Ritva understands it, is that since it's a suffix, so if he's bringing it, become a suffix, he doesn't have to be mosik bodava. That itself is the sipa for the nedava. I'm not certain whether I was yotzei the chayv or not. I want to bring Mala and Adoba to make sure that I am. I don't have to be Moshe. So even though it's not, strictly speaking, a normal tefillah sandava, rather it's a tefillah that is being brought instead of a favor, Rabbi Yochanan knows that's okay too. But not necessarily that there's a machlokas, whether it's possible to bring a tefillah sandava. So according to Tosfos, there's b'chol that the Bahag doesn't begin, because there's no, Rabbi Yochanan never said that you could continue to daven if you realize you already davened. In that he would be made at the Shmuel. That's right. But he'd have to be machadish something at each time. It's only if he's bringing it out to suffix that he doesn't have to be machadish. Okay, that's one approach. We'll see that there's quite a few approaches into understanding what Shmuel would have held in this case. We haven't finished the sugya yet, even Chaval to talk about. There's quite a few things yet to come. So Om Rav Yoram Shmuel, I made the feel of an iskashit palel, posek v'afilu b'emtza bracha. Is that true? Any Om Rav Nachman k'avinan b'rav v'aravua bo'an minei ani b'nei b'rav. The toad. How about, these yeshiva bokrim, they always get involved in other things in the davening. So these guys, they made a mistake, and they said Shmon Esrei of Chol on Shabbos. So the year they are in the middle of Shmon Esrei, and they're holding in Borechus Hashanah, so all of a sudden they realize, wait a second, Parnosa, we're talking about Shabbos over here. So what do they do? Mao Shigigmaru. Should they finish the bracha that they remember, or should they stop where they are? The Amar Lan, and he said, Gomrim Kolot Abracha. They should finish that bracha. So according to Shmuel, you're davening the wrong davening. So what are you going ahead now and say? What are you? You can say stam. Okay, you know, as long as you're at it, you might as well mention that it'd be nice to have a parnasa. What do you mean? Might as well. You're not bechuyav in a tefillah. You shouldn't be mishpal. How is Shmuel going to explain that? So Shmuel, I said, what? there's no connection. What kind of comparison over there? The etzem, a person on Shabbos, has chiyuv in the daven. Mi'ikra din, he would have a chiyuv to daven yudchet brachot. Like on Shabbos, there aren't the tzrochim of the oilam. So really, he ought to be mishpal of Shmuel Ezra anyway on Shabbos. So now the thing is that the rabbonim were kind enough to say, you know what? Let's cover Shabbos. You get away with 7 brachos today. You don't need the whole 18. You're going to be masker, you're tzrochim on Shabbos. Let's set it aside, and you'll take it easy for one day and celebrate Shabbos. So the Kavod Shabbos, they said, Lo Atrechu. So Lo Atrechu Mishum Kavod Shabbos, you're not to say no Shmona Esrei. So this guy who starts saying Shmona Esrei, he's not saying the wrong tefillah. So Mi'ikra Din, he really could say the whole tefillah. No, but he shouldn't finish his bracha. Why shouldn't he finish his bracha? Because he could have said Shmona Esrei, made a brief mention of Shabbos the way we make a mention of Yontif, and then mention that today is Shabbos, and there's a Ritzei on the Shabbos as well. So in the middle of his Ritzei, put in Yom of Shabbos, and he would have been Yotzei that way. So therefore, what's wrong with finishing his bracha? But over here, the person already davened, says Shmuel. And once he davened, there was no longer any chiyuv. So what's he doing? He stopped making a bracha about Tola. Let him stop right now. Furthermore, Amar Rav Yonah Shmuel, he's Palel, a guy who already davened. V'nichnas l'beit ha-knesset, he comes now into the Beit HaKnesset, and he finds, there's another minion over here that is davening. Now what? Im yachol l'chadesh kodavar, yachzor v'yitpalel. Now this is interesting, because this is Shmuel's minor. So another Shmuel is saying, if it's possible to add something to your tefillah, then he should daven a second time. I already davened shachris. But over here he can daven once again. V'im lav, but if he can't add anything to his tefillah, so therefore it won't be a tefillah to the davar. How yachzor v'yitpalel? Why? There are some people who get tongue-tied in tefillah. You know, the people never told you that. Many people have told me. They don't know how to daven. They don't mind reading what it is, but they can't daven themselves. They don't feel they have a relationship to be able to speak to God. But I don't know what to tell them, but that's the reality. So people don't feel like they're matanish for them.
But he doesn't have a bakasha.
Yeah. The man doesn't feel the freedom to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some people, even when they're called to the principal's office, they can't talk. Fox! I saw that fear. I saw that old fear. To the office! So, now, the truth is here that we need both Maimorim of Shmuel, clearly. In other words, in one Maimor it says, if he remembers he already davened, he should stop short. In this Maimor it says, if he can't be Mechadi something, he shouldn't daven again. But that's not the same thing, because, you know what? The first one, it says over there that he should stop short. Maybe that's Dafka if the two tefillahs were similar. In other words, originally he had davened Betzibur, now he's davening Betzibur. Or originally he had davened Beachidus, and now he's davening Beachidus. So there's no particular mila to the tefillah that he's davening now. So there he says, okay, he should stop short. Abu Yochid v'gabe tzibur, but maybe here it says, nichbas v'beit ha-knesset. In other words, the guy had davened before on his own. And now he's going into the beit ha-knesset. The tefillah v'tzibur, I would think, that's a big mila. I should join the tzibur. And now I have a tefillah v'tzibur. I davened by myself. How are you going to compare a tefillah v'yochid to a tefillah v'tzibur? So let me daven again. And that doesn't require nidava v'alma. And I should be able to daven al-safiyah together with the tzibur. So yochid v'gabe tzibur, maybe it's command of al-tzalitami. Maybe Shmuel would have agreed that over there, it's not considered to be a tefillah v'tzibur. It's like I never davened before. Therefore, Kamash Malan, the case over here, doesn't matter. You have to be Machanish. The Ashmin and Hach, on the other hand, let's say, the guy walks into shul. You're telling me he shouldn't start davening with them unless he knows he can be Machanish. Fine, okay, I understand that. But if I already started, so now you're telling me I have to stop. Maybe not. Maybe once I already started, then already you'd accept the fact at the beginning. Okay, so maybe I'm not to stop in the middle. Hosam da Atchilba, Emelo, maybe in that case, you don't, not Posik in the middle. Therefore, Tzricha, both of these, Svinim, teach us a fundamentally new thing. I mean, the truth is, between the two of them, we find out that Shmuel indeed agrees that there's such a thing as a tefillah that is supposed to be done, or can be done, as an adult. Speaking of walking into shul late, Amar Avuna, Anichnas lebeit haKnesset u'matzat tzibur shemitfalalim. Guy walks into shul late, and the tzibur is already davening. Should he begin his Shemoneh Esrei now, even though they're already in the middle, or not? Well, it depends. Rav Huna holds in Yochol HaTchil, if he could start Shemoneh Esrei, v'ligmor, and he can finish Shemoneh Esrei before the Shliach Tzibur and the Chazaras HaShatz gets up to Modi. So then, Yitzpalel. Then it's kedai for him to daven. But if he's going to end up being in the middle of davening when the Shliach Tzibur is saying Modim, then it's not kedai for him to start davening. Because not to say Maidim with everybody else is bad news. I mean, Maidim, that's the place where everybody is bending and accepting HaKadosh Baruch Hu and being made to him. And this guy's going to have people to see. He doesn't bend. Everybody else is bending. Ayotayna, okay, so let him bend. I mean, what's the difference? No, but because it could bend. This already is Machlokas. The post can say, Rechayshash, a person's middle of davening. He's not going to be listening to what Shetzi was saying. And he won't bend with Maidim. Others will not. The Iker, when we say that he should bend with Maidim, is that he should say Maidim on Achlamach. And that he should articulate. It's not the question about how he looks. So how he looks, Klapei Shamayim. So, but in any event, the important nekuda over here is Maidim. And if you can't get to Maidim in time, you can't finish your Shemoneh Esrei in time for Maidim. Better not to daven now together with the tzibur. Wait till afterwards. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omer, the point isn't Maidim. And what are you going to do about kedusha? So if you can't finish your Shemoneh Esrei before the Shliach Tzibur is going to get to kedusha, you're going to miss kedusha. Therefore, better not to start davening. Wait now, answer Kedusha in the middle of the Kriyat Shema too. So don't start your Shemoneh Esrei yet, daven slowly. When you finish Kedusha, then you'll finish Baal Yisrael, and then you'll go ahead and you'll daven on your own. But Michael, Miflegate, what exactly are they arguing on over here? Mar Savar Yachid Omer Kedusha, Umar Savar Ein Yachid Omer Kedusha. The Shaila is whether an individual can say Kedusha, and therefore, what's the promise? You'll be yours on your own. Or whether an individual cannot say Kedusha. Now, there's a big machlokas here in the Rishonim as well as to precisely what is meant. Whether Yochid means Yochid literally, or is he not together with a minion at all? Does it mean Yochid if he's in a makom when he's at Tzibur? Or does it mean a Yochid could say Kedusha along with the Shatz when the Shatz is saying Shemoneh Esrei? So then, that's the beginning. You start off saying it together with the Shliach Tzibur, and then you can say Kedusha together with the Shliach Tzibur, and continue on and say your own Shemoneh Esrei. That is for our review. But whatever the pshat is, if it's shayach, according to Rav Huna, since it's shayach for you to get to Kedusha, again, according to whatever these pshatim are, it's shayach for you to get to Kedusha. We'll see that, however we learn, it will turn out to be a major difference in how we understand the pasuk of Nikdashti Betoch B'nai Yisrael. What does Betoch mean? Because that's the marker for the whole Indian of requiring a minion. And that's a very significant discussion. So, according to Rav Huna, you'd have to be able only to get to Modim, because somehow or other you'll be Yotzi Kedusha. You do not on your own, meaning or on your own with the Shatz. But the thing that you got to worry about is, what about Modim? Whereas the other man, the Amar, holds, that's Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Mar Savar, Ein Yachid Omer Kedusha, since he won't be able to be Yotzi Kedusha, so Mimele, he should wait, and then answer Kedusha, then he can have him. V'chein Omer Avad Abarava. Minayin she'in ha'yachid omer kedusha. How do we know that a yachid can't say kedusha on his own? Shenema v'nikdashti betoch b'nei Yisrael. Kol davar shebekedusha lo yehei pachot mi'asara. Since it says that the kedusha v'nikdashti should only be betoch b'nei Yisrael, means a minion. That's like the old Avraham Avinu wears a yarmulke proof. Since it says betoch b'nei Yisrael, and I've made up my mind in advance that must mean you need a minion. I don't understand. My mashma, where do you see anything over there about a minion? Because the Tana Rav Noyach with the Rav Shir Bar Abba, it says betoch b'nei Yisrael. Where do we find betoch b'nei Yisrael? Here it says v'nikdashti betoch b'nei Yisrael. The only place where it refers to betoch b'nei Yisrael is by the Meraglim, and by the Meraglim it says he badlu mitoch ha'eda hazot. Get out of this rotten eda. So how many people would need it to be gotten away from? 10 people. There were 12 Meraglim, one for each Shevet. Of course, Yoshua was A-OK, and Kalev was A-OK. So subtract the 2, and you're left with 10. So it's clear that an Eda is referred to in the Torah. The only time we find it referred to as an Eda is if there's Asara. So Malalan Asara, Afkan Asara. Okay, but it seems everybody agrees that you can't interrupt your Shemoneh Esrei, right? In other words, we're taking for granted, look, if he started Shemoneh Esrei, he's got a problem. He's not going to be able to answer Kedusha with the Shabbat. That's a given. Not only Shabbat, can he arrange things in such a way that maybe he says it at the same time, but he can't be Mafsik. So Mifsik Lo Pasik. Is that like a given that in Shemoneh Esrei, no matter what, because Kedusha is pretty high stuff, and you're saying you're not supposed to be Mafsik, does that mean I'm Mafsik for anything? I mean, how about Malahatikli Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevorach? How about that? Should you be Mafsik for answering Kaddish Yeshmei Rabba? That's like the super duper.
The Yotzer Dini Omer of Yehuda, Rabbi Shem Talmid, the Rabbi Yochanan Amri, the whole in Mavsikin Chutz Miyashmi Agadol Mevorach. Shafil Oysa Bebaisa Merkava posted that actually anything but Yehishmi Rabba, you wouldn't be Paisa. But Yehishmi Rabba? You have to be Mavsik even in the middle of Shemon Esrei. I don't care if you're in the middle now of talking to the Malachim. You have to be Paisa for that. Well, that's not how we Paskin. In fact, you are not Mavsik in Shemon Esrei. The Shaila is, do you stop and listen?
Like the
that still has that. No, it's huh? That's a big thing, exactly. If you stop and listen, so is that considered to be absent? And I was going to show you and say, and I'm going to show me at the owner. So show me at the owner. And then the same thing is in Mavsik. Was the din of Havsaka different than the din of the Shmia and the Yitzia? You know, but there's a similar question. It's interesting. It's some of the acronym. Time that if you hold that Hewer is Kedibur, so then anybody who's Mahara something during his davening gets which would be a bad news.
Between the Tzilman of Yad and the Tzilman of Yosef, also Yehesh Meir Rabbi.
That's right. No, you don't.
Right,
but again, the Shaila is, why isn't the stopping and listening, if you're all that Shomei is Kona, why is that a Havsak? Okay, so this... these are things we'll discuss also, but it's a fascinating thing, isn't it? Nice to spend a week on each one of these pages. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Hamer Mevarech Lifnei Ma'acharein. So what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Rabbi Yehuda Bechlal, he doesn't hold to the whole Takana of Ezra. I mean, what's he saying? L'mimer Degasav Rabbi Yehuda Balkari's Mutub Dibrei Torah. So what, he holds that Bechlal is no problem, is that it? How far is he going to go? L'mimer Rabbi Yehuda Ben Levi Minayin L'Balkari Sh'asub Dibrei Torah. Sh'nemer V'odatem L'Vanecha L'Vnei Vanecha. And then, even though it's not the same Pasuk, it says, Yom Asher Amadet Alefei Hashem Elokecha B'Sinai. So apparently, the Semichus of Odat Levanecha Levnei Vanecha to Yom Asher Amadet Alefei Hashem Elokecha B'Choreh is to tell me that Malahalan Balakari and Asur, so just like in Har Sinai, a Balakari was Asur, and that was the whole reason for staying away for 3 days from women. So Afkan Balakari and Asur, the same thing over here. And then, I mean, he's going to argue on that. But Chitema, maybe he'll say, of course he argues on this. It's well known that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have the drush of smoking. So since he's not Derech smoking, he doesn't see the significance of Odatim Levanech Levnei Vanech, which is the din of Lima Torah. He doesn't see that the Torah is telling you that it has to be the same way it was done in Har Sinai. No, because Rabbi Yosef says, Afilu Mandalo Derech smoking B'chola Torah. Even if you hold, as Rabbi Yehuda does, that you don't make a drush of smoking in the Torah that's only in the four books, but the Mishnah Torah in the Sefer Devarim, definitely you're Derech smoking. And I'll show you, says Rabbi Yosef, that even Rabbi Yehuda is not Derech smoking B'chola Torah Kula, definitely is Derech smoking in Mishnah Torah. Wait, are you sure about that? How do you know that Rabbi Yehuda is not Doris smoking? What do you mean? It's a famous thing in the Braisa. Ben Azai says, what's the connection? It says, and it says, what is the relationship between and Kol Shochev Im Be'ima? El Rav Shad is, it's a smichus. To tell me, Ma Shochev Im Be'ima is B'skila. Just like the Torah elsewhere tells me, Beferish Adin of Skila, which I learn out from the Lashon of Hariga, that Mechashef is Beskila. So that the Mishachim Beim is Beskila. So I learn out from the Smichut that a Mechashef is also Beskila. And what's Rabbi Yehuda's reaction to Ben Azai's Drasha? Oh, Rabbi Yehuda, what are you crazy? Because you're some Chayim on the Tzilas of a Skila. Wait, you're going to go stone a guy because one Pasuk is next to the other Pasuk. Crazy. You can't use a smichas for such a thing. No, I understand when it's in Russia. But Ella Chani doesn't hold this book. Ella, how do I know that Lamaitse Mechashefa is Beskila? Because the truth is that Ov and Yidoni, if they wouldn't have been singled out as different, so they're included in all of the types of kishuf that you could do. So Bechla Kolam Mechashim Hayu. The Lama Yatsu, why then did the Torah mention specifically Ov and Yidoni to tell me that they're Chayav Beskila? To tell me that Ma Ov and Yidoni, which were defined in the Torah of their own, is Beskila, so too the Kalal from which they come, which is kishuf, and the Chashefa is also Beskila. Fine, but meanwhile, so he needs another drasha. He refuses to allow the smichus to tell him a din of skila. Okay, so clearly he doesn't know the smoking. How do I know, says Rabbi Yosef, how can I prove to you that nonetheless the same Rabbi Yehuda, who doesn't hold of smoking, b'chola Torah kula, holds in Mishnah Torah of smoking? Minol and the Dorish, the Tanya Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, nosei adam anusat aviv, umufutat aviv, a person is allowed to marry a woman that his father had raped or his father had seduced, as long as his father had married this woman. So the only issur of marrying a father's wife is a wife, but there's no issur in marrying a woman with whom a father had relations of some other type. And the inverse is also true. A father normally is not allowed to marry a daughter-in-law, but that's only if his son was married to this woman. But if his son had raped a woman or had seduced a woman, that's not considered to be his daughter-in-law, and therefore he's allowed to marry under sat benot, umafutat benot. Okay, so for some ideas, comes along now with you, and he says, no, it's usher b'under sat aviv umafutat aviv. When it comes to the father, even an under sat benot is usher. Where do you get this from? So if you take a look, the way Rav Gidlom Arab explained Rav Yehuda's reasoning, you'll see that it must be that he holds of smuchim in Mishnah Torah. Because it's my time to review them. Dichtiv lo yikach ish et eshet aviv, velo yigale knaf aviv. Now this knaf aviv, it's not very clear. He shouldn't uncover the skirt that his father had uncovered, so to speak, right? But so what exactly does that mean? It means the knaf shira aviv lo yigale. His father picked up someone's skirt, he shouldn't do the same. Now how do we know that that's a reference to anusat aviv? Because, says Rav Gidlom, the next pasuk is, v'natan ha'ish ha'shochevima. What is v'natan ha'ish ha'shochevima? I mean, the previous pasuk, v'natan ha'ish ha'shochevima, chamishim kasef, is referring to rape. So if the pasuk before was a reference to rape, then this understandably is the knaf, reference to the previous case of a rape, which is telling you that a son cannot marry a woman that his father raped. Now, according to Rav Yehuda, I thought we don't dorish smuchim. I know, what's what we're coming out to be mas, but this is far. So Amri, you have to say that the Mishnah Torah dorish, right? So why not here? Says Gemara, indeed, in the Mishnah Torah dorish, we agree with you. He really should be dorish here in Mishnah Torah. So now the shaila is, why is he allowing the Balkari to be mahar here? Because he says this particular drasha is not to tell me that you have to learn when you teach your grandchild or your child that you have to teach him the same way as if he was on Har Sinai to aser a balkari. It's coming to teach you something, but not that. It's coming to teach you the other maimer of Yeshua ben Levi. These both come from Yeshua ben Levi. Lomer of Yeshua ben Levi. Kol hamalamed livno Torah. That's the hodatim livanecha v'livnei vanecha. So someone who teaches, I mean, Kiddushin, the Gersus Kalam Alamid Leben Benot Torah. This is Benev Nei Benecha. Ma'aleh Alava Katuv Kilo Kibla Mi'alcho Reif. That turns him into someone who is Mekabel the Torah on Har Sinai. And that's why it says, on the one hand, Vodatim Levanecha Levei Benecha, the next pasuk is, Yoyim Asher Amadet Lefnei Hashem Lokech Lecho Reif. So if you are teaching your son, you're standing on Har Sinai at that moment. You're teaching your grandson, you're standing on Har Sinai. So that is the way to be Yoyim Lefnei Hashem. That's what I use the pasuk for. But it doesn't mean standing in the sense of the tomb of a tyra in the dinim of a balkari. So in Achinami, I hold that there's no problem over here and the balkari, what's not to mean if it's a diraisa or a dirabon. It's not. Zom shira akari, v'nidasha poletek shitwazera, v'hamishameshek v'ra'at adam. Now, the shayla over here is like this. All of these people are basically people who are tamei anyway. Somebody's a zov. If he's a zov, he's going to be tamei for 7 days. If now he's a balkari as well, who cares? What's an afkamina? The fact is he'll go to the mikveh. It's not going to help him. He's still going to be tamei. Remember that zivus and keri are two completely different things. We shouldn't get confused about that. Both are maybe prostatic fluids, but one is semen. The balkari is a tumah for 1 day. And one is zivus, and that makes a person tamei for 7 days, assuming that there were 2 riyas and so on and so forth. But it's not the same thing. The Torah didn't answer zivas. It's not reproductive fluids. Before the Torah answer specifically cares so when it comes to Har Sinai, right? So the question over here is, once this person is a zav, you're not adding anything by the fact that he was roa keri, other than whatever this magical issue is of the hakpada that the Torah has specifically about tumas keri. That's all. But you're not going to be able to be matire him completely. You may be able, and it's an interesting concept, to be matir a person from an element of tumah in the middle of his tumah for some other thing. So here he says, obviously, roller carry. Or suppose we have a woman who's a nida. Now we know that the Torah was makbid on women balikarian. That's the reason that we need 3 days, because it's from there we learn the viability of sperm is only 3 days. That's mamish l'mokar. Because if a woman now would leak shikvazera, she would now have it in the balikari. And the Torah is makbid on carry. Okay. But over here she's a nida. She's going to be tummy. It's not going to do any good to put her into a mix. Okay, what's the din? How about the other way around? How about she's a mishameshes? Now the din is anyone who has intercourse. Now the halacha she becomes tamea. And now she's rosh adam. So now she became tamea as a nida. So here's the question, which comes first? In all of these cases, it says, according to the Tanakhama Tzrich in Tefillah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, poter. There's no point of Tefillah. But wait a second. Why does he say poter? I mean, undoubtedly, because what he's saying is, what's the point? Since this Tefillah is not going to be matired him, what's the point of going to the mikvah? Okay, these are all special cases. But how about where it would be matiring? How stop about Kerry? Would Rabbi Yehuda agree he has to go to mikvah? Yes. It's only this case he's saying that, right? So, Hatkan Lopata, Rabbi Yehuda Lebezov Sharal Kerry. The point up here is, Rabbi Yehuda is saying, since he's a Zob, so Mikor Lavbar Tzvilahu, there was no point in his being Taibo. Because anyway, he already wasn't Chayat for Tzvilah, he has to wait 7 days. Have a Balkari greater Mechayev. I mean, he would have been Mechayev, a normal Balkari, to go to a mikvah. I thought you said he doesn't Dairish over here, the smukin, to teach us the din of the Itzer Kerry for Limud Torah. So Balkari greater Yischayev. V'chi Taman, maybe you'll try to tell me, no, the truth is, Rabbi Yehuda would have said that even a normal Balkari, there's no din of Tzvilah. You know why we said the case over here? Because we wanted to show you that according to Rabbanan Oreg and Rabbi Yehuda, that there's an Indian to be terrible for Balkari, even though you can't be Matire. From his tumor. But Rabbi Yehuda himself would have said, there's the klalodin of Tyre of a Bakr. Maybe that's what you're trying to tell me. That the truth that finishes it is Badavka to the Tanakama. That Uadin, Aliba to Rabbi Yehuda, Thiba Bal Keri, Great Anamapa to Rabbi Yehuda. Why does it say over here the case of Zob Shara Keri? The reason that we brought this case to have is Machlokes, the Zob Shara Keri, is Lodiacha Koach de Rabbanan. That the Rabbanan are ready to say, that even though there's no point in going to the mikveh, in terms of the Tumah B'Tairah, there's a point in going to the mikveh because of the magic of removing the Tumah's carry? No. I'm going to show you that that cannot be the meaning of this Machlokes. Because look, the case of the Mishameshes, who then is Royadan, okay? It says over there that she needs Tefillah. Can you explain to me who that case was said for? According to whom is that case a Kiddush? I mean, the Rabbanan? I mean, the Rabbanan said even a case where you start with a Tumah 7 days, and now you add a Tumah's carry. The Rabbanan said, you should still go to the Mikvah. That's ridiculous. I was going to be Tumah for 7 days. So over here, anyway, she starts by being Tumah for 1 day, right? So you could think, well, over there certainly, she's Tumah now for 1 day. She should go to the Mikvah. On the way to the Mikvah, she suddenly sees Dan. So now she's telling me, no, how about Pete can go to the mikveh? So, thank you very much. If she started off as a Nidah, she should go to the mikveh because she's Polet the Shepha Zera. Alakas Kama Bekama, if she had intercourse and then was going to go to the mikveh, and now she's Reyadam, obviously she should go to the mikveh. The only one that this would be a Kiddush, according to, is Rabbi Yehuda. Because you might have thought, maybe Rabbi Yehuda only said in the first case, nah, let's put the guy to the mikveh. He already was going to be tummy for 7 days. Ah, but how about if he started off as a Balkari and then became his Zob? How about that case? Maybe over there we would say, okay, since anyway he was going to go to the mikveh, let him go to the mikveh. That's this case, essentially. The woman was going to go to the mikveh, so therefore I need to know. No, in that case, Rabbi Yehuda would also say, there's no point. Who cares what would have been? Fact is, the mikveh is not going to help you. But if you're telling me that according to Rabbi Yehuda, nobody goes to the mikveh, so why are we mentioning this case? What's the point of mentioning this case? Say, let's see that inside. Laman katanima. Who in the world was this set for? For the Rabbanan. Ilayim la Rabbanan pshita. Obviously, if in a case hashtu mazad shirah keri, where you start off with his not being shy at the going to the mikveh, he's mikor lav bar tefilahu. So at the time that he's raya keri, he can't go to a mikveh. Nonetheless, the Rabbanan amachaya. So obviously, this case where she's first mishameshes, now she's not in a mikveh, now she's raya sadam. Where she's mikora bat tefillah, of course she came, that she should go to the mikveh. The only one that makes sense according to is Rabbi Yehuda. El alav Rabbi Yehuda. And it's saying dafka katani, like saying, a mishameshes, viras adam. In that case, even though she needed to go to the mikveh before she was re'adam, says Rabbi Yehuda, no point any longer in going to the mikveh. So dafka that case ain't a tefillah. Aval bankeri greda. If, however, it wouldn't have been this other problem of ras adam, that she would have gone to the mikveh. So a Balkari himself does have to go to the mikveh, and otherwise he's not going to be able to read the Torah and so on. So Machayev, this is a mess. There was Rabbi Yehuda does help now of Sakara Zezra. I thought he said that you can be Mavorech. The Balkari can be Mavorech with Fanea, Balakareo. You know what? Maybe he didn't mean Mavorech. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda meant, of course this is Takana Zezra, and he's not allowed to be Mavorech. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda was only arguing on the Mahayev. You said he could be Mahar in Kriya Shema, not in the Brachos. I say you could be Mahar in the Brachos as well. So lo tamer mevarech, ela meharher. And tomorrow we're going to find out whether that can actually hold up. Balkari Mara believe away and more little fun ever lacquer of Alamos and never black a rug. They know the very little fun up. Rebbe, you don't remember if they have a lacquer him. Om Ravina Zoto Merit, here or Kitty Bordami. These are good. I took a laugh, Kitty Bordami, Lama Marher. Huh? Elamai Marher. So, according to you, here is Kitty Bord. So then say it. Yotzi Bisvatap. That's not a problem. Kriashkan Bissinai. Rivki's Tama, Hiru or Lav Kedibor Dami. This Akadetic Ru is Kedibor Dami. Yotibi Svatav, Elamai, Hiru Lav Kedibor Dami. So what the heck is he doing? Lama Mare. Omre Malazi to keep him busy, you know. Lo Yukal Elamaiskim Bavu Yashiva Batel. To keep him busy. I mean, keep busy, think Rasbu Pirka Krina. Omer Revada Barava. It means Bidavasha Tiboro Skimbo. What about Tfila? Tfila is a double shot. Tzibor Oskimbo. And it says, Beferish Ayah, Med Bitfila, Vidizgash Ruba, Kari, Lo Yavsika, Le Katzer. And that's only because of Matfil. Allah Atfil, he shouldn't be Matfil at all, even with the Tehirur. Shani Tfila, the Let Bamachut Shamayin. Bekata Bazon Lachra, also Let Bamachut Shamayin. Vetzlan al Amazon, Mevarak Lachra, Vinu Mevarak Lefana. Ela Kriyachva, Birkat Amazon, Dior Raita, Tfila Darapuanan. Once we know that, and we learn our Birkat HaMazon Lefaneha from Birkat HaTorah Mikav HaChomer. Birkat HaTorah Lacharei Birkat HaMazon Mikav HaChomer. Uman Bazon She'im To'un Lefanav, To'un Lacharav. Torah She'tunah Lefaneha in Adin She'tunah Lachareha. Ubirkat HaMazon Lefaneha Birkat HaTorah Mikav HaChomer. Ma Torah She'im To'unah Lachareha. To'unah Lefaneha. Mazon She'tun Lacharav in Adin She'tun Lefanav. Emet v'yatziv, which is Zecher Yitzhak Mitzrayim, is the Oraita. Mati Rav Yosef, what about the old problem of B'shochukov Kumecha? Omle Abai, that's B'divrei Torah Ketiv. It's not. Ba'al Keri Ma'arer B'libo, Ve'ino Mavarek Lo Lefaneh V'la'o L'Acharea. Al Amazon Mavarek L'Acharea, Ve'ino Mavarek Lefaneh. According to you, Emet v'yatziv is the Oraita. Why is he not being Mavarek L'Acharea? My time. My time of Mavarech, anyway. Imishu Mitziat Mitzrayim. Ha'at Kalei B'Kriyat Shema. So there's no point in it. So then V'Neima Havalo L'Baya. No, because Kriyat Shema Adifa, Deepa Tarti, it even has Kabbalat O Malchut Shamayim together with the Chiyav D'Oraita. V'Rebbe Elazar Omer, Safek Kara Kriyat Shema, Safek Lo Kara Chozer V'Kore Kriyat Shema. Safik itpalel, safik lo itpalel. There ain't a chozer mitpalel. Says Rabbi Yochanan, what do you care? Levai she itpalel adam kalayom kulam. V'yom Rabbi Yonah Meshvel, hayam mit bat filav and iskar she itpalel. Poseik afil ben tzabrocha. Eini, amru nakmer, ki avinim bei rab aparavua. Boi minan hani b'nei barav, de tohu matkri v'chol b'shabbat. Mao she yigmru, v'om alam gomrim kolo tabracha. Ah, come on, what's the comparison? Achiyashta. Hatam Gavra Barchi Yuvahu. The Rabbana prompted you from saying the entire 19 brachot. The Lord Rechu, Mishum Kvod Shabbat. You have to say 7. According to Art School, you have to say 18. I guess they leave you off the Birkas Aminim. Aval, Hacha Hat Solilei. V'yam Revi Ramar Shmuel. יתפלל ונכנס לבית הכנסת ומצא ציבור שמתפללים אם יכול לקדש בדבר יחזור ויתפלל ואם לא אל יחזור ויתפלל וצריך okay, that's because it's the same level, either Yochid v'Yochid, or the first time was B'tzibor, and the second time was B'tzibor. But what about a Yochid who got B'tzibor? Come on, the Lord, so let them become Ashmalot. V'yashminon Acha, Mishum de lo Atcha, but man, they already started. Maybe you should finish. Emolo, therefore, Tzricha.
Omre, when I'm nichlas a beta knesset, umatzat zibush men palovim, im yachol atchiv the gmar shalo yagia shatz lemodim, yitvalel, im lav al yitvalel, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi omer, im yachol atchiv the gmar shalo yagia shatz gedusha yitvalel, vim lav al yitvalel. ומייקה מפלגה, מר סבר יחיד אומר קדושה, ומר סבר אין יחיד אומר קדושה. וכן אומר ברבר אבא, מניין שאין היחיד אומר קדושה, שנאמר ונקדשתי בתוך בני ישראל. כל דבר שבקדושה לא יהיה פחות מעשרה. מה משמע? תתוני רב נוי, אחרוד רבי חייא בר אבא, את יתוך טוב, כתיב אחר ונקדשתי בתוך בני ישראל, וכתיב אתם, היבדלו מתוך העדה הזאת, מעלה עלן עשרה, אף כאן עשרה. So, but כולי המזמיד, מפסק לא פוסק, היבור אלו, מהו להפסיק לאיש מה גדול מבורך, כי את רבים אמרה, רבי ידע רב שמן תלמיד רבי יוחנן אמרה, לכל הם מפסיקים, חוץ מנייש בין רבה מבורך. אפילו אוסק במסר מרכוב הפוסק, ולת יחתה כבתי. רבי ידע מבורך לפני מלאך הרם, what? You're telling me, כסף רבי ידע, בעל קרי מוטה בדברי תורה? ואומר רבי יושב בן לוי, מניין לבעל קרי שעשר בדברי תורה, שנאמר ועדת, הם לבנך ולבני בנך, וסומך ליום אשר אמרת לפני השם לוקח בחורף, מעלה עלם בעל הקרי נעשורין, אף כאן בעל הקרי נעשורין. וכי תאם רבי ידע לא דור סמוכין, ואומר רבי יוזב אפילו מנדה לא דור סמוכה בכל התורה, במשנה תורה, דורש, דור רבי יהודה לא דורש סמוכי בכל התורה כולה ובמשנה תורה דורש בכל התורה כולה מנהלנו לא דורש לתניא ונעזי אומר נאמר מה חשפה לא תחייב ונאמר כל שוכב מבהמה מות יומת סמכו עניין לא לומר מה שוכב מבהמה בסקילה ומה חשפה נעמי בסקילה אומר רבי יהודה ביג דיל וכי מנה שסמכו עניין לא נוציא זה לסקילה אלא אובי ידוני בכלל כל המחשבים היו לא מייצאו להקיש להם ולומר לך מה אובי ידוני בסקילה אף מה חשפה בסקילה ובמשתתור מנהלן דדורש תתני רב אליעזר אומר נושא אדם הנוסת אביו ומפותת אביו הנוסת בנו ומפותת בנו רבי יהודה אומר עושר בנוסת אביו ומפותת אביו ואומר רב גילה למרב מי טיים לרבי יהודה תכתיב לא ייקח איש את אשת אביו ולא יגלה כנף אביו כנף של אביו לא יגלה ממי דבר נוסת אביו כתיב תסומך לי ונתן האיש שוכב עמה אמרי, of course we should Torah Dorish, but אני סבוך ריבוידה לאידך רבי ישוע בן לוי. יום רבי ישוע בן לוי, כל המלמד לבנו תורה, מעלה עליו הכתוב, כאילו קיבלה מהחורב שמה, והודעתם לבנך לבני בנך, וכתיבת ראי יום אשר אמרת, לבני השם לוקח בחורב. תנת, זב שראה קרי, ונדע שפלטה שכבת זרע, המשמשת בראת אדם, צריכה תפילה, ורבי ידע פותר. צעד כאן לא פותר רבי ידע לבזוב שרוע קרי, אוקיי, because מי קורא לב בר תפילה, but about קרי גרידה, apparently he's מחייב. And maybe you'll try to tell me, no, who I didn't feel about קרי גרידה נעמי פותר. And the only reason he's arguing in this case is לא דיח הכוח את הרבונן. So then he must say, המשמשת וראת אדם, צריכה תפילה, tell me, למען קטני לה, according to Rabbana, obviously. Umaz Zav Sharakari, where he starts off not being Shaykh to being at Bar Tefillah. Nonetheless, Rechayvi Rabbana. So Mishameshet, who starts off needing Tefillah as a Balat Keri. Virat Adam, Mikor Abad Tefillah, Zalokoshken, El Alav, all Kiddushes, Alibad Rabbi Yehuda. And the only reason that he says that your Ptura is because Dafka Katanila, since she was a Mishameshet, then she was Rat Anida. That's the reason she's in a Tzuchat Tefillah. But a normal Balkari, Balkari great is Mechayim. You're right, I give up. Rabbi Yehuda clearly holds a Takanat Ezra, and Lo Teba Bevarech, Ela Mehar Her.